Okay, we are back with the final segment of the Gunsmith Show this morning, and as always,
woo-hoo!
If I remember correctly,
let's go to the gun store.
We're going to go to the gun store. Williams Gun Sight Company, been sponsoring this show since day one. How many did you say? 600
this
and how many?
This is number 600 and, is it 43? 643 shows.
643 once a week. That's a long time, my friend.
That's a long time. Yep.
It's almost 13 years.
And we had some time that we didn't have some shows on, short little episodes of time where I was sick hospitalized and getting my heart worked on and getting my knees done. And
He's required a lot of work.
That's what my doctors say.
And yet took amazingly little time away from the show over all these years.
I had some friends helping me. Yeah. I rewarded them well.
Yep.
I keep them in ammo and I give them guns.
Sure. So, well,
friends stay close to you when you do that.
That's, I imagine they do.
You learn Tracy Lawrence said it best. You learn who your friends are.
That's right. Hey, and as always, the main thing is too, Williams Gun Sight, this is another one. They've just been with you from the get go,
yeah.
A big supporter of the show.
Since the day I mentioned the show, they were on board, yep. You know, and they were my very first sponsor. I said I wouldn't do the show if you didn't sponsor it. And then I begged, please do the show.
I really want to do the show. I really want to do it.
No, so they came right on board. And then I said, okay, let's find some other sponsors too, because we got to pay for the whole show.
Yeah.
So it worked out good. But anyways, Williams Gun Sight is our favorite gun store. Of course, right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish Road in Davison, Michigan. Their phone number is 810-653-2131. Now, if you're listening to us right now live, you're not hearing us in the post-recorded era, you're going to find out that they're not open till 10.
Soon.
So they'll be open at 10.
Soon.
And remember, they're 10 till 6, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Makes life very simple. So,
why would you go there, John?
Well, I go there for camaraderie, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
But I also go there for great prices on guns.
And to pay off some of his layaways.
No, I don't have any. That's silly.
Man. Oh,
no. I go there to have fun and learn a lot about the inventory, what's available, what's new on the market. I shoot there, too, so I get to find out if they got a new gun, I can go rent it and shoot it.
Outdoor ranges, four of them, that indoor shooting range, state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
It's great people with advice, real gunsmiths there that you can talk to.
Yeah. If you got a serious question, gunsmith comes right out of the back and talks to you, discusses what you're thinking, whether or not it's feasible or not feasible, how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take. They're excellent. That's what they do. They've been doing it for over 100 years.
Yeah.
So, and they, of course, make sights there. I have their sights on probably 10 of my handguns now.
Yep.
They used to make scopes. Now they make sighting devices, some really cool sights that they make other than just regular rifle sights and pistol sights, battery powered, very, very cool illuminated sights.
Yeah.
So check those out. You'll be glad you did. But I wanted to say today that we're going to look at WilliamsGunSight.com, look at their used guns. All these guns I'm talking about right now are used, and they're all 380s.
You go there 1 week, and you go there the next week, you're going to see new guns.
You're going to see new guns.
Constant turnover.
That's why I literally, over coffee in the morning, I bring the sight up, and I go through the used handguns to see what came in. Because I keep my eyes peeled for 10 millimeters. But 380s, I've been looking at 380s a lot lately. So I've been comparing and contrasting that Magpul Ruger 380, which I love the gun, to that Bodyguard 2.0, which is an amazing handgun. And believe it or not, they don't have any of these in the used right now because they sell so quick.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But the first one I'm going to talk about, of the 10 that I chose, I'm going to try to get through them all, is a Colt Pocket Light. Now, these are the old vest pistols from Colt, the original miniature 1911 in 380. It's almost like something that, you know, Patton might have had in his pocket as another backup pistol. Now, this is a special one, though. This is the Colt Pony Pocket Light. It is a double-action one. I believe it's got a bobbed hammer. It looks like it's stainless. It's probably an alloy of some type because it's a Colt, but it's 380 semi-auto. I'll call it a satin stainless steel finish with a case, two mags, and it's actually beautiful. Now, Colts are expensive. $739 is what they're asking for this one, or better. I just always say or better because you can make your own deal and make whatever kind of deal happen there. You might want to trade in something old or something you don't shoot anymore. and get the gun you want. Next gun is a Burst of Thunder. Now, I don't talk about Burst of Thunders very often. They're an inexpensive gun. You usually get them. They're under $300. Semi-automatic. They're built a lot like a Walther or a SIG. They're, all these guns copied each other a little bit. But Walther was the first one. The Burst of Thunder, though, is the people that I know that have had them for years, and they trust them. This one's a satin stainless steel finish. I don't know what kind of metal it's made out of, but that's what it's got. Two mags, and these are tough guns. This thing's priced at $289 or better, $289.95 or better. Next one is a Glock 42. Now, honestly, Glock 42s are a standby. They are my favorite pocket pistol. Semi-automatic with standard sights, all black. So it's just a plain Jane Glock 42, 386 shot plus one, so it holds seven. This thing looks to be in great shape, and I did look at three of them the other day, and this one's priced at $339.95 or better. Now, they have three to choose from. As of this morning, they had three to choose from. So that tells you right there, you can hold and compare all three of them and take your pick. That's what I do.
Pick the best one.
Pick the one, the best-looking one with the most amount of magazines. That's what I do. Next gun, a Kimber Micro 380. Love these things. They're beautiful. This one is in flat, dark earth. It's all tan with really cool, like, sand-colored G10 grips. Don't drop this in the woods. You might lose it. It's beautiful. This one comes with three magazines, and it's got the box and the little case and all that stuff for it. $439 or better. Next one is a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, but it's not the 2.0. It's the regular Bodyguard in 380. This one's got two mags, box, case. These things are tiny. They are a handful gun, and they do bark. But it might be right up your alley. These Smith & Wesson Bodyguards hold their value. It's got an all-blued finish. It's a good-looking little gun. $389.95 or better. Next one, this is the number six, so we're getting close, Dan. SCCY. Some people call them Skies. I call them SCCYs. I don't know how to say that name. When there's two C's next to each other, I'm lost. The model CPX 380-3. This is a two-tone 380 with three mags. It's got the box. It looks to be in great shape. These are a lot like the Bursas. People that buy them, love them, keep them. For some reason, this one's in here. You can get this. I think it's the biggest of all the guns I picked. You can get this one for $259.95 or better. Now, when it comes to SIGs, SIG has one that's the same size, basically. It's called a 232, model 232. You don't see them very often. Somehow, Williams has three of them in stock right now, and they are a very, very high-quality gun. You can take your pick on those. They got them in two different colors. Look them over, see what you think. It is a nice-feeling gun. It's a big, substantial gun, so it's easy to hold. It won't jump out of your hands because it's not that big of a gun, or not that small of a gun. Easy to hold on to. That's why people hang on them, because they like them. A lot of people in estates, I see a lot of these where they pass away and they leave the gun. They held on to it for 20 years or 30 years. Another from SIG, another offering, is the 238, which is exactly like the Kimber Micro 380s. They have SIG 238s in stock as well. So as of right now, I got one more to talk about.
Is that SIG Sauer?
Yes, exactly.
SIG Sauer.
And they
are
have,
they made in Germany?
And there's, yeah, and some of them are. Some are made in New Hampshire. But they have quite a facility here in the United States. With the SIGs.
You know what the motto of New Hampshire is?
Live free or die hard,
that's,
something like that?
Live free or die hard. That's exactly what it is.
Live free or die.
I think that's probably
die
what it is.
Die hard is what is the way.
I that, know what you were doing. Said, that's you know? Exactly it.
I love that movie.
Great movie.
But anyways, yeah.
Best Christmas movie ever.
It's just a good movie.
Well, not maybe the best Christmas movie.
It's a good, they're all good movies.
It's a good one.
All the Bruce Willis movies are good.
I mean, Miracle on 34th Street and all those, but that's a pretty good Christmas
movie. I
forgot
about that one. Should have brought that one up.
Wonderful Life.
So anyways, you
only have one left, right? I'm filling.
The last one I'm talking about is a Walther CCP. This is a two-tone gun, 380, two mags in the case. Now, this gun is very, very nice. It is
That's the Chinese version of the Walther. It's not the PPK, it's the CCP.
Doesn't have a little sickle afterwards. But it's, no, it is a nice gun. I've shot one of these. One of my friend's wives has it. That's what she carries. Nice shooting gun. hard to take apart and clean, but it's still a cool gun.
Yeah.
I like them. And they're Walthers. Some people just want the name brand.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a Chevette, but it's still a Chevy, you know? Oh, come on now, you know? Well, this is a Walther. It's a CCP. It's not a Walther PPK.
Yeah.
It's a CCP.
Everybody knows Walther PPK from?
Yeah, 007.
Bond.
Yeah,
James Bond.
There you go. Who is your favorite James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Sean Connery?
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Craig's my favorite.
You know, I grew up with Roger Moore. I really liked Roger Moore, too.
So now I look at him, I'm like, what a creepy dude he is.
No,
you know?
Those were great,
he
too.
He was creepy.
They were a little over the top. Sean Connery was pretty good, though.
Oh, he was excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. No and all.
I mean, Daniel Craig's okay, but it's more of a gritty postmodern.
But that's what I, you know,
I'm suffering. Yeah, I don't want to see suffering. I want to
see a combination of Taylor Sheridan and 007 come together to make something. And I'm kind of getting that with Lioness right now. It's a good show.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should watch Lioness.
All right.
It's a little crazy. Anyways, so the Walther CCP two-tone in 380.
What does she shoot?
Everything. Yeah. And a lot of people. She's a lioness.
Okay.
So two mags case. Price.
What are we talking about again? The CCP?
CCP. Walther CCP. Has no communist connotation
okay,
whatsoever.
Good.
Price, although it won't become more popular in America soon. As some Russian things are doing right now. But priced at $389.95 or better. So there's so many choices. Truly enjoy choosing. You can look at all these guns right now on your website.
Yep.
On the website, williamsgunsite.com. And you can have a good shopping list when you go in there. So I want to see this one, this one, this one. And they got most of them in one case.
And in just about an hour, you'll be able to go and look at them live and in person.
You're right.
10 o'clock, 10 to 6, Monday through
Sunday. When the metal door comes up, you can come in.
There it is.
Right? Mike's usually the one there unlocking the door. Say, good morning, Mike. John told me to say hi from the Gunsmith Show.
There you go.
But remember to get your Tommy's Heart raffle tickets. We were there selling raffle tickets all last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And Jake and Brittany were there the whole weekend long.
Oh,
I stopped
cool.
by for a couple minutes, and this big family walks in, and I says, welcome to Williams. And
yeah.
I was kind of like the door greeter anyway, you know?
Yeah,
and,
usually there.
And I think Brittany or Jake, one of them said, would you like a ticket? You know, and I said, no, there's a whole bunch of them. Why don't you buy 10? He bought 10 tickets.
No, he that's
did.
Awesome.
And because we can put them right on Venmo right
oh, yeah.
while you're watching. So it's all good.
Those two are cute.
Well, they are. I love them to death. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. And remember, you can go to our website, which is shooter@thegss.com. And you can find out where to get those tickets by. We'll post on our website exactly where to go get the tickets.
TommysHeart.com.
Yeah, and
Tommy's links
Ford.
at the website
yeah,
too
we'll
for
do
the
links
GSS.com.
On there where to get them. But we'll be back at Williams again, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll keep you updated.
Check them out and make sure you come back here, same time, same place next week. It's the Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket, your home for Detroit sports in Lapeer. Gunsmith, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9.